الحمد لله المتعال البر من قبل ومن بعد له الأمر، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد القائل: كل مسكر خمر، وعلى آله وصحبه وكل تقي غمر. أما بعد، عباد الله، إني أوصيكم بتقوى الله العظيم جل وعز القائل في محكم كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. I praise Allah and thank Him for all the blessings that He endowed upon us, without Allah being obligated to give anything. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, the final and the choicest Prophet, and to protect his Muslim followers from whatever he feared for them. Fellow Muslims, I command you with taqwa, with fulfilling all the obligations and avoiding all the sins. I just recited an ayah for you from Surah Al-Ma'idah, in which Allah addresses the believers, telling them that khamr, gambling, and two other matters are but of the works of the devil. And he orders them to avoid all of that if they want to be successful in the hereafter. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, in what Imam Muslim narrated, كُلُّ مُسْكِرٍ خَمْرٍ وَكُلُّ خَمْرٍ حَرَامٍ. Every intoxicant is khamr, and every khamr is forbidden. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, اِجْتَنِبُوا الْخَمْرَ فَإِنَّهَا مِفْتَاحٌ لِكُلِّ شَرٍ. It means, avoid khamr. It is the gate to all evils. And Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Affan said, in what Al-Bayhaqi narrated, he said, اجتنبوا الخمر فإنها أم الخبائث. He said, avoid khamr. It is the mother of all detested matters. It is the source of all disgusting matters, wicked issues. So we could see that the Quran states that consuming khamr is haram. The Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states clearly that consuming khamr is haram. The Sahaba made it clear that it is prohibited to consume khamr. And there is an Islamic scholarly consensus, ijma', that consuming khamr is prohibited. And the one whose self tempts him, lures him into drinking khamr, and a shaitan whispers for him to do that, this person is disobedient to Allah, is committing an enormous sin for which this person deserves punishment by Allah. So what is this word khamr that I have been saying since the beginning? The ayah and the hadith and the statement of Uthman. Al-khamr ما أسكر وغطى العقل ما أسكر وغطى العقل. الخمر is any substance that befuddles the mind and causes intoxication. A person drinks this substance, gets intoxicated, gets enchanted, feels pleasure, but then he is intoxicated. This is called khamr. In English, alcoholic beverages or drinks, alcohol, wine, different names, whiskey, etc. Any substance that is drunk, that the person drinks and causes enchantment, pleasure, and intoxication, then this substance is khamr, can be made of grapes and other material grains, for example. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed in Al-Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. It means do not kill yourselves and do not kill each other. From this ayah, it is understood that it is prohibited for one to consume any substance that would lead to his demise, to his destruction, to his death, that is harmful to him. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in al-hadith narrated by Abu Dawood, أنه نهى عن كل مسكر ومفتر. The Prophet forbade us to consume any intoxicant and any muftir, any substance that causes the body to be sluggish, causes the body to become lazy, of less energy, and causes numbness in the limbs. So you could see we are talking about two substances. We're talking about khamr, alcoholic drinks, and we're talking about drugs or narcotics, different types, whether they are hallucination pills, crack, opium, you name it. All of these substances fall under the prohibition that is stated in the ayah and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, if you go and read about alcohol, it is classified as a drug. It is a depressant. They say it is a depressant that slows vital functions, resulting in slurred speech, unsteady movement, disturbed perception, and inability to react quickly. So it may start as something that stimulates the person's feeling happy, but shortly enough, later, it becomes a depressant, the way we just mentioned. So, fellow Muslims, the Muslim communities in this city, in this country, all over earth, has been blighted with this blight, this pandemic of addiction to drinking alcohol, alcoholic drinks, and to use narcotics or drugs. And I don't say drugs, I'm not talking about prescription drugs. I'm talking about narcotics. So this has been widespread among Muslims all over earth. It is a destructive blight or pandemic. It is dangerous to our community. And if this disease, if this blight, if this sickness is left away, ignored, neglected, then, brothers and sisters, it may reach your own home. It may not be in your house now, but if that disease is not treated, is not dealt with, is not stopped, it may reach your own home. Hopefully, you are worried about that. So I'm addressing parents, especially fathers, teachers, educators, tutors, these people What are you going to do about it? In Al-Bukhari, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. All of you are guardians in charge of something. And everyone is in charge, is responsible for whatever is under his care. Everyone is in charge of something. And everyone who is in charge of something is responsible for what he is charged with or under his care. So, are we going to neglect our charge? This is sinful. If we are responsible for something, for children, for wives, for community members, etc., then we must not shirk our responsibilities. We must not just neglect doing what we're supposed to do. Parents, for example, what do you know about your children? When they go out and they come back at 3 a.m. with red eyes, black spots under their eyes, totally gone, no energy, they cannot move, they are sleepless. What do you do about it when you see it? Do you just turn your back? Or do you just say, it's okay, nothing is happening? Do you just ask your child, did you eat today? Are you, your stomach is full? Did you have drinks? Are you happy with your clothes? Or do you ask your child beyond that? Where were you? Who was with you? Who are your associates? Do you ask these questions or do you just ignore it? Did you teach your children Islamic rules about such substances like alcohol and drugs and other things? Did you shield your children from such substances, from bad company? Because the Prophet said, الْمَرْءُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْمَرْءُ مَنْ يُخَالِيهِ. So a person follows the company he or she keeps. Let each one of you be careful whom they choose to accompany. The companion, the associate, may drag a person to paradise or may drag him to hell. Which of these associates are your children keeping company? Especially our Muslim youngsters, things usually, these problems, this disease, this pandemic, usually starts with one pill, one injection, one drink, and then things start falling down. A person who claims to be your friend may just put it in your drink while you're not knowing, or may offer a pill telling you that this will solve all your problems. They tell you that you're stressed, you're depressed, so I have the solution for your problems. Just take this. And brothers and sisters, after taking that, this person will meet problems that he never had before. It will be the start of new problems, not the end of the present problems. So when you're attached, fellow Muslim, means you are addicted to drugs or alcohol, then you want to get it. So where are you going to get this money to get it, to buy it? Either you're going to steal it, or you're going to steal money to get it. So you start stealing from your parents, selling some of their properties, or, you know, mugging people to get it, to get the money, to seek, you know, to get your goal of getting the drugs that you're addicted to, or the alcohol that you are addicted to. And sometimes you may even go and kiss the feet of certain people to give it to you. Just one injection, one pill, please. You may do that. And you may sell yourself to get that injection. This is the result of you getting addicted to drugs or alcohol. Is that what you have planned for yourself, fellow Muslim? Is this what you want? This is the situation that you like to be in. If you get addicted to such substances, drugs or alcohol, you may, while driving, hit someone, either maim the person or kill this person. You may have an argument with someone and you get, because of the intoxication, because of the highness that the person is in, this person is now judgment, rational judgment is distorted. The person cannot see things clearly. So if someone tells you something that normally you would not get upset about, now because you are intoxicated or high, then you may hit that person. You may cuss this person. You may kill this person. You may do it to your parents. You may cuss them out because you are in that state of drugness or of intoxication. Is that what you want to do? You want to cuss your parents out? You want to kill people? You want to harm people? You may even sometimes kill yourself because you are in a state where your judgment is impaired. You are not thinking right. So you may think doing that is the right thing to do at the moment. Is that what you want for yourself and for your family, your friends, your community? Is that what you, parent, want for your child? You need to act before it's too late, before the axe goes deep into the skull. You have to act. As some people say, do not lock the stable door after the horse is already bolted, after they have ran away. It would be too late. So you have to act before that. This, a person who is addicted to either alcohol or drugs, will break the heart of one's parents. In Arabic we say, يُحْرِقُ قَلْبًا. Literally, burn their heart. In English you say, break the heart. Do you want, fellow Muslim, you Muslim youth, males and females, do you want to break the heart of your parents? Your father sent you to college to get a degree, not to get high, and not to binge on alcohol. Your mom spent long nights taking care of you until you grew to that age. What is the result? Is this, she worked hard to get that result? Think about it. Do you want to be the trigger of your parents having broken heart syndrome? Google it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وحزبه. وبعد عباد الله إني أوصيكم بتقوى الله عز وجل. Fellow Muslims, until when we gonna keep hearing that someone had an overdose and died because of that? Until when are we gonna hear that a young man died in a car accident while he was under the influence? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. قيل يا رسول الله أنصره إن كان مظلوما كيف أنصره إذا كان ظالما؟ قال تحجزه تمنعه عن الظلم فذلك نصره. الإمام البخاري may Allah have mercy on him narrated that the Messenger of Allah said, support your fellow Muslim whether he is wronging others or others are wronging him. Whether he is the one who is doing injustice to others or whether he is the one who is being unjustly treated. One companion said, okay, Rasulullah, we understand that if he is mistreated, then we support him to lift off the injustice that is inflicted on him. But when he is the one who is doing the injustice, how do we support him? The Prophet ﷺ said, you prevent him from doing the injustice. You block him from doing injustice. This is the way you support your fellow Muslim. In both cases, whether he is the unjust or the mistreated. So, every one of us in the community has a role to stop, to deal with this pandemic or this blight of addiction to alcoholic drinks and narcotics. The school has a role, the parents have a role, the doctor has a role. Every one of us, especially you Muslim youth, have a role in preventing such a thing from spreading in the community. You yourself, first, don't do it. If you know of someone who is doing it, then you advise this person, whether this person is your family member, or a friend, or a neighbor. You advise these people, telling them gently with wisdom that this is haram. This is an enormous sin. Brothers and sisters, the worst sin is kufr, blasphemy. The second is killing a person unjustly, murdering a person unjustly. The third is zina, fornication or adultery. The fourth is dealing or consuming with riba, usurious gain. And in that category, leaving out obligatory salah and drinking alcohol is among the most enormous sins, especially, and also falls into that category, consuming drugs. So when a person tells you, I take drugs, narcotics, or I drink, I feel better, I feel stronger, I have more focus when I do it, just tell this person, this is what a shaitan is telling you. This is a shaitan decorating this, beautifying this sin for you to set you on the track, on the path of destruction. So don't listen to this person. Just remind him of obeying Allah. How could a person have all these blessings of vision, of hearing, of health, of food, of air, of company, of different things? How could a person have all these blessings of Allah and then this person dares to disobey Allah? Is this the gratitude that we are having? We get blessings from Allah and then we disobey Him? This is not gratitude. This is not thankfulness to Allah the way we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not use any blessing of Allah in any way that constitutes disobedience to Allah. So let's instill in our people the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this taqwa, this piety. Let's advise each other concerning this disease and other diseases. But this disease has really widespread among our communities, especially the Muslim communities, and we had to bring it up to our attention. Some of you may be aware of it, and some of you may not be aware of it. And some of you may be aware of a little bit about it, and some of you, mashallah, may be expert in that field, depending on their job or whom they associate with. But the bottom line is that this is an enormous sin that we must not commit. If someone commits, we need to advise this person not to commit it, and we need to take some steps to, inshallah, prevent something from happening, and if it happens, from spreading. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka 'ilman nafi'an wa qalban khashi'an wa munqan dami'an wa rizqan wasi'an wa 'aynan wa rizqan wasi'an wa 'amalan mutaqabbalan. Allahumma astur 'awratina wa amin rawatina واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وشمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم ارحمنا يا رب العالمين. والله we ask you to admit us into paradise and protect us from hellfire. We ask you, Allah, to forgive the believers, the males and the females, the alive and the dead. We ask you, Allah, to show us the truth as truth and help us adhere to it. We ask you, Allah, to show us the falsehood as falsehood and help us avoid it. Wa aqimus salat.